Molad Katan, we now begin the third and final perek. This is Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. And the topic of our Mishnah is hair cutting on Chol HaMoed. Now, the general rule is that one is not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The reason why is an Isser D'Rabbanan, Midoraisa. It would stand to reason that one could get a haircut on Chol HaMoed because it's for the Tzorach and the Moed. You want to look good in Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to do things to make yourself look good on Chol HaMoed, including cutting your hair. So it should be permitted by rights. However, the rabbis were concerned people would push off getting haircuts until Chol HaMoed when they had more time, and therefore they'd go into Yom Tov looking disheveled. And Chazal didn't want people to look, to go into Yom Tov looking menuval, disheveled, unkempt. And therefore they said one may not get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, intending to prompt people to get haircuts before Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, the Mishnah will list certain people who have exemptions for this rule and are permitted to get haircuts even during Chol HaMoed. Now, I want to emphasize one point before I list the examples in the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have simply said, if you were an ones, subject to circumstances beyond your control, then you are not allowed to get a haircut. Excuse me, then you are allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah doesn't say that because that's not true. Someone who is an ones, a victim of circumstances beyond his control, is not allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, even though he couldn't get the haircut before Chol HaMoed for whatever reasons they were beyond his control, with the exception of the following, and then the Mishnah lists those exceptions where these are acceptable, I'll call them excuses, for which one may now get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. And here they are. It says the Mishnah, Ve'elu megalchin b'moed. The following people may get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. The word megaleach would mean also to shave. Oh, here we're talking about haircuts in general. First of all is haba medinas hayam, one who came from, literally from overseas. The idea is if a person had been away on a business trip and he was rushed to get back, he didn't have time to get properly haircut, etc. before the Yom Tov arrived, so that person can get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Worth noting, this is someone who was an ones, and therefore if he just went just for vacation and then came back, that wouldn't be a good enough reason to allow him to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But if it was a business trip or something more intense than that, certainly he just came back now, he could get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Second of all, umibes hashivya. If one came back from captivity, he was held, let's say, as a captive, you know, kidnapped. So when he comes back, he could get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, assuming he got let out, you know, on Yom Tov Eve. Vayotz mibes haasurim. Same goes for someone who came out of prison. So here, even if the prisoner had been in a Jewish prison, meaning that his jailers said he's permitted to get a haircut because they said, listen, we're Jewish, you're Jewish, Pesach is coming, get a haircut, make yourself look nice. Even if he opted not to get that haircut during, you know, on Erev Pesach, if he gets out, he can get a haircut on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the reason why is because even though he had the chance and chose not to take it, we say that's because he was so depressed, he was suffering so much, you know, at the thought of being in prison, and therefore he is still allowed to get a haircut even during Chol HaMoed. Next is Vahamanude. If someone had been in a state of Nidui, and then Sheitiru Lo Chachamim, the rabbis removed that status from him on Chol HaMoed, now on Chol HaMoed he can get a haircut. So the story of Manude, someone in Nidui, someone who's sort of excommunicated. There are actually two levels of excommunication. One is called Nidui, and a more intense one is called a Cherem. I don't have English words to differentiate between the two, but then Menuda is less severe. Someone who is in Nidui, as it's called, must keep his distance from other people. He's sort of socially kept out. So he also can't even sit with the Dalai Lamas of somebody, of other Jews. You can't eat and drink with him. You can't count them for a minion. And aside from these kind of things, he has certain halachas like someone who's in avelus, who's in mourning, including not getting a haircut and not laundering his clothing. So therefore, someone who was in Nidui can't get his haircut going into Yom Tov, but if on Chol HaMoed he gets out of Nidui, then he could get a haircut. Now, how did someone get into Nidui in the first place? So this is a tool used by the Beis Din for someone who did a variety of improper actions. Either he was mavaza tamnei chachamim, or he made fun of the Torah, its mitzvahs, even rabbinic mitzvahs, or he was in contempt of court. If the Beis Din told him to do something and he didn't do it, they can enforce a nidui upon him. And then let's say, hypothetically, in our case of our Mishnah, so let's say, you know, Reuven was told by the Bezdin to pay Shimon $100, and Reuven didn't listen, so the Bezdin put Reuven in Nidui. Comes Chol HaMoed, Reuven and Shimon sit down, have a talk. Reuven satisfies Shimon, Shimon's happy, Reuven's still in Nidui, not happy. The Bezdin says, okay, you took care of things, so we will now release you from your Nidui. If they do that, he's now allowed to get a haircut. That's the story. Okay, the next case is V'chen Mishen Nisha L'Chacham V'Hutar. Someone who literally who asks of a Chacham, of a wise, of a rabbi, I'll call it, and he gets released. The case is where a person took a neder. He took a formal vow against cutting his hair, and therefore he couldn't cut his hair going into Yom Tov. But then on Chol HaMoed, he consults with the rabbi to do Hataras Nadarim. The mumcha, the expert rabbi who's an expert in Nadarim, or Bezin of Three for that matter, can release him from his nether, his vow, provided that they can find the Pesach, an opening to do so. That basically means that they ascertain from him that he didn't consider certain factors when he made the nether, such that if he would have considered those factors, he wouldn't have made the vow in the first place, and therefore they say retroactively the vow didn't take hold, allowing him to get a haircut. In this case, if that happens on Chol HaMoed, he's now allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Also, Vahanazir, someone who's a Nazir, the Nazirite, is a formal package deal, it's a mitzvah from the Torah, the gist of which is that the person who's a Nazir commits formally taking a vow not to cut his hair, not to expose himself to human tumah, corpse tumah, tumas mace, and not to partake of grape products. So that Nazir can't get a haircut. A normal Nazir goes for 30 days. If his 30 days end during the Chol HaMoed period, of course he hasn't had a haircut in 30 days, he can get a haircut now. That's what the Bartanur learns, and certainly it's true. The Gemara says, though, in fact, if someone had been a Nazir and going into Yom Tov, already his Naziris ended. So he could have gotten a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, but he didn't. So there will be lenient anyways, and let him get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even though he could have gotten it before. This is a special dispensation, because the Nazir has to get a haircut and bring certain karbanos offerings in the base of Mikdash, and since he's anyways going to be around, if he's around in Yerushalayim, we're not going to make him come back a second time, etc. So we let him do his tahara procedure, his procedure of shaving himself and bring his offerings while he's there. So the shaving, the haircut is allowed, even though he could have done it before. That's how the Gemara comes out, notwithstanding the Bar Tanura. And finally, v'hamitzora ha'ole mutumas l'taharaso. The same kind of thing for someone who's a mitzora. The mitzora is someone who has those like white spots on his skin. Once he's a muchlet, he's a confirmed mitzora, he stays out of the machne, out of the community, until his tzara'as, his affliction resolves itself. And when it does, then he's allowed to come back in to the community, but he has a process. The process is pretty involved. It involves two birds and some spring water and spritzing. Part of the process also is to get a haircut, shaving off all the hair of his whole body, even his eyebrows, etc., all body hair. After which in the process, he's able to also bring karbanos. So the same story here. If the mitzora has ended his process during Chol HaMoed, says the Bartanur, even the Gemara says even right before Yom Tov, and now he wants to do the tahara procedure, including the birds and the karbanos, and of course the shaving, he's allowed to cut his hair, it's all off, but cut off his hair and be shaved, you know, clean of all the hair on his body during Chol HaMoed, so he can do this procedure and move towards becoming totally tahor, bring his karbanos, etc.